Governor Doyle announced the state hatched a deal with Strong Capital Management to allow four non-strong investment options.
I think this is good news for people that were waiting on the sidelines.
UW-Madison consumer science professor Michael Gutter says controversy surrounding Strong over alleged improper trading made investors skittish about Edvest. But the four new fund options end Strong's exclusive contract with the state, a contract that prohibited other investment managers from participating in Edvest.
It seems what they tried to do would be to allow for different investing preferences to still have choices that were appropriate for their risk tolerance. And so I think going from everywhere from an aggressive portfolio all the way to basic bond portfolio seems to be a nice breadth, if you will. I mean, there can always be more, but I think this is a good first start.
The governor's office says as part of the agreement, Strong will add at least two more options by next year. Edvest program manager for the state, Marty Oley, says the new options have significantly reduced fees, and Strong has also agreed to reduce the fees it charges to investors who stay with Strong funds.
Starting later this month, you'll have more choice than you've ever had before, and it will come to you at lower cost than it ever has before. So I think we're making improvements, and we'll continue that into the future as best we can.
Oley says the resignation of Dick Strong should not signal danger for Edvest investors.
He's doing what he thinks is the right thing for the good of the company, and I think that there are a lot of capable people who will carry on the good work that the company has done over time.
New fund options in Edvest will be available starting December 15th. The College Savings Program Board must vote on the agreement at its Wednesday meeting. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.